This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat exporters recently connected with buyers in Mexico. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Exporters of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb met face-to-face with buyers from across Mexico last week at the U.S. Meat Export Federation's second U.S. Red Meat Symposium in Mexico City. One of those exporters was Mark Spangler of Greater Omaha Packing Company, who returned after attending the first U.S. MEF symposium 2 years ago. Spangler said the event is of high value for his company because it allows a small company to develop personal relationships with buyers across Mexico with just a two-day visit.
We've been looking forward to coming to this event since the last one 2 years ago. It's really a unique opportunity for manufacturers in the U.S. to get out in front of real buyers, real people down here in the market. We always get new business and new customers out of it, so we're real pleased with the U.S. Meat Export Federation's determination to make this thing happen. We work with a lot of small producers, small feedlots, and we're looking for homes for the entire carcass. So we ship everything from offals to the very highest of high-end premium fine dining product down here into the market, because we have to get as much value out of these animals as we possible can, especially in times like these when the profitability of the packer segment is limited or non-existent. So we are truly looking for bits and pieces of opportunity everywhere, and that includes Mexico, and what USMEF is doing to help us down here really makes a big difference.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.